KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have partly cloudy skies, 57 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. Our weather forecast for today is calling for some areas of fog this morning. Otherwise, partly cloudy for the balance of the day with isolated showers and thunderstorms, a high around 78. In the news, three people from Council Bluffs were injured during a single vehicle rollover accident last night in Harrison County. The Iowa State Patrol reports a 2003 Ford Explorer driven by 35-year-old Brandy Huddleston was traveling south on Interstate 29 just after 9 p.m. when the SUV partially entered the Grassley median. Huddleston overcorrected, sending the vehicle out of control. It rolled over and came to rest in the west ditch. Two of the three occupants, Huddleston and her passenger, 30-year-old Raylene Francisco, were flown by separate LifeNet helicopters to Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs. Another passenger, 21-year-old Ramsey Edenburn, was transported by ambulance to the hospital in Missouri Valley. The patrol says Huddleston and Edenburn were wearing their seatbelts, but Francisco was not. The crash, which happened a few miles south of Modale, remains under investigation. Sheriff's deputies in Montgomery County arrested a man early this morning on a warrant out of Adams County. 54-year-old Scott Timothy Brown of Grant was taken into custody in the 600 block of 2nd Street in Grant at around 12:50 a.m. He was wanted on a warrant for failure to appear in court. Brown was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held on bond that amounted to slightly more than $343. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reported over the weekend they're investigating two separate burglaries in Villisca. Authorities say that one of the incidents happened at Body by Fresh Hour on 4th Avenue. The second took place at a location on 8th Street. Entry to both businesses was made by force sometime between 2 a.m. and 6 a.m. Friday. Officials think multiple individuals were involved in the crimes. Information was still being gathered over the weekend as to what was taken. One item that stood out, though, was taken by the Body by Fresh Hour Collision and Automotive Repair Shop. And that was a black 1976 Pontiac Trans Am valued at about $55,000. The vehicle has a T-top with a 455 cubic inch engine and a four-speed transmission. You can view a picture of it under the news page at KJAN.com. A sizable amount of tools were taken, but a more thorough description and value had yet to be determined. The Sheriff's Office is asking anyone with information about the incidents to call them at 712-623-5107 or Crime Stoppers at 1-888-434-2712. Now take a good look at that Trans Am under the same page on the news story, because there are several of those running around the southwest Iowa area. This one in particular had louvered rear window of cover shades and different wheels, so be sure and take a close look at that and before you call the police. Cass County Democratic Party Chair Sherry Telly on Sunday announced the winners of the American flag and M&M candy jar on display at the Cass County Democratic Party's fair booth. John Wepler won the flag and Madison Loving won the candy jar. Both are from Atlantic, and they want to congratulate John Wepler and Madison Loving from the Cass County Democratic Party. Elsewhere in the news, a severe June 30th hailstorm that struck Sioux City has become big business for certain sectors of the local economy and drawn interest from outside contractors. The Sioux City Journal reports that auto body shops, insurance agencies, roofing companies, and other auxiliary businesses have also seen benefits from the storm's aftermath. Some Sioux City neighborhoods reportedly experienced golf ball-sized hail. Some contractors say it's the biggest influx of customers they've ever seen, and local insurance agents say they've been overwhelmed by calls. Roofing contractor Sharice Yanni says the hailstorm may have been the most widespread since one that struck back in June of 1978. And police in Western Iowa are investigating after six people suffered opioid overdoses in Council Bluffs this past week. The Daily Nonpareil reports that two men were treated for overdoses at separate Council Bluffs hospitals about a half an hour apart Wednesday night. A day earlier, three people were found unconscious in a Council Bluffs gas station parking lot, while another man was found unresponsive at a nearby home. All have since been treated and released. All were suspected of having overdosed on fentanyl, a powerful synthetic painkiller that was long used to treat cancer patients and others suffering from chronic pain. Opioids are behind the deadliest drug overdose epidemic in the U.S. history. More than 52,000 Americans died of overdoses in 2015. That's a record, and experts believe the numbers have continued to rise. In the funeral announcements, Robert J. Anderson, age 83, of Exira, died July 29th at Iowa Methodist Hospital in Des Moines. Funeral services for Robert J. Anderson will be this morning at 10:30 at the First Baptist Church in Brayton. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. Opal Frisbee, age 97, of Adair, died Friday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Opal Frisbee will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Canby Friends Church in Canby. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Adair has arrangements. Janice Marie Hoffman, age 67, of Panama, died Sunday at Methodist Hospital in Omaha. A massive Christian burial for Janice Hoffman will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at St. Mary's of the Assumption in Panama. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan is in charge of the arrangements. Darla Mullinger, age 58, of rural Hamlin, died Friday at her home. Funeral services for Darla Mullinger will be held Wednesday at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. And Beatrice Rice, age 92, of Panora, died July 27th at the Guthrie County Hospital. A visitation for Beatrice Wright will be held on Thursday from 2 until 4 p.m. at the Lakeside Village in Panora. Twig Funeral Home of Panora has the arrangements. That is a check of our news and funeral announcements here on KJAN, brought to you this hour by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.